And it's the mother that always serves these people. Three or two mothers, they always, in each family, the mother always serves. The mother usually served the food in those days. It was only the mothers that pass to the food what their daddy brought home to serve. They cook it, and the mother usually give the when a woman makes akutuk, the next door neighbor has that akutuk too. Or they always go to the biggest home and start eating together in one big room. How many times do they used to eat long time ago? They used to eat three times a day. And when they never eat breakfast, they used to send their bring their husbands some food, breakfast to eat. Be faster from Sarawak. Long time ago, she used to herd a lady used to try to mostly feed her husband. She said, a lady is not easy to lose weight than trying to, than the men, because the men is always on the go, hunting, working. Long ago, when a man get a ptarmigan, a lady used to throw the ptarmigan out and let her husband eat with the intestines of a ptarmigan and save the rest for the next day. And when he come back from hunting, she used to cook the rest of the ptarmigan and let her husband eat the most of it, and she eat little of it because her husband is always working harder than she is. Time a man was checking her ptarmigan traps near Kayana, in the tundra. Well, he feels sad. Checking his ptarmigan traps. He saw a bear, brown bear. He didn't have no any kind of weapon, so he went home. So when she came home, she started telling her husband that, but her husband couldn't help her. He was weak from not eating enough. And she told her, he told his wife to use his with his tools or other stuff, how to use his weapons. He started teaching her how to use a sword, and after he teach her, she started going out to look for that brown bear, what she saw earlier in the day. So she started looking for it, and from the back side she killed the brown bear from behind it. So when she got that bear, she started working on it, skin it, cut it up in pieces. So when she went home, she took a piece home and started feeding her husband little by little. She kept feeding him once in a while because he was weak from starvation. It happened during the springtime of the year. And when he started eating a little bit, he started getting stronger than when he was. When it happened, she said that there was people all around her. When she cut that bear, when her husband was getting stronger, she shared that brown bear which she cut to her neighbors. She started sharing. She started giving each neighbor a piece by little piece of meat each. She was the lady that let them pull through the hard days that they go through. She said that the women in those days used to live longer than the men. Men are easy. In those days, men were easy to starve than women. And they used to tell them that not the women not to eat while their husbands are away. Even when they cook, they used to have to wait for their husbands to come home and start eating. in those days, even when the geese are flying around. And they used to starve because they didn't have any shotguns like we have now. Larson from Shangnak, how to serve a long time ago. The people that were living someplace, they were hurting for food. She thinks it's the family that were staying in a camp. They had one ptarmigan for supper, and when it was almost supper time, they cook it, and just when they were about ready to eat, they had a visitor with a man. He was almost starving. He was weak from starvation. So the lady in the house starts serving that one time again what they had. And she said the part that the lady get was gonna be a wing part, and they didn't have any other thing to eat. And when she and the visitor that came said when he went in that he was starving and he wanted that piece of meat that what the lady was going to have for supper. And so that man promised that lady if she give him that piece of meat what she was going to have for supper, gave that piece to that man because the man promised him that he would give him ground squirrels in summer after he gathers some, that he would bring the meat in for an hour. So the next day that man went in that spring that lady and his family pulled through that spring from starvation. And during the summertime when that man come back that begged for that piece of meat, came back and bring the things that he promised to bring to that lady. And she said in them days the ptarmigans used to be enough for a family when they divided evenly. Nelly Rasalsawik, she stood in as far as she can remember a man. A lady was not the only one to serve in the family.
Mm-hmm.
She said one time when they come to a camp, this man would start serving them. And that's how some families are. Not just the women serve, but the men serve. One time when they make a kutuk, that they used to serve it, share it equally, instead of eating it out of the pan. Grace hot water from Kayana. She is talking about the bearberries. When they ripe, they always pick them at last part of August. And that's the time we pick them, at end of the August, when they pick those bearberries. It is different to pick them than the other berries. After they pick the bearberries, they always put the berries anyway, like putting them in bear fat, and put them away, even in fish oil, even to seal oil that is put away in a This is Molly Coffin from Narvik. She wants to talk about bearberries. In them days, long time ago, she said that they used to put away the bearberries or pick them during in springtime, as soon as the snow go away. And they used to put them away in any kind of oil. And when they have no food during the winter, they used to even survive just by eating bearberries that are put away in any kind of oil. She said, you have to pick the bearberries in certain way. You just can't pick them like you pick any other regular berries, because if you pick them in any old way, your hands will be cut, you'll get cut from the leaves that they have. They used to put them away with salmon, fish eggs, mix them together, dry them, and put them away. And when you don't have any food, you put clearly from Ambler. And she's gonna talk about bearberries too. She said in Ambler, they always gather fish during first part of or September last part, and they always go pick them because they arrived in last part of September or first part of October.
She said it when they pick, go pick them earlier than that, they can't be ripe. She said her mother used to put them away in a sealed container, then mix the bear berries with Eskimo potatoes without any oil in that container, because if you put oil or blubber in it, it'll sour the berries. This is Nelly Russell from Sawick. She's talking about the wild celeries they have in their village. She said that they put those wild celeries away in oil. Then this summer, after she picked wild celeries, she put them in the freezer bags and put them in the freezer bag and put them in the freezer. She said that it is good, even though they kept in the freezer for, doesn't matter how long you keep them in the freezer, but they still have their vitamins and stuff in it. And the bear berries. She can't put them away in the oil or anything. She just put them in a freezer like that so that she can eat them just like that without putting them in the oil or fat. You all know that you know how to put them away. She said when she went to Nuntak, she picked them before they were ripe. She said they were good too when you picked them before they were ripe and put in a freezer. She said they ripened while they're being kept in the freezer. Gray salt water from Kayana. She said the willows, when they first start growing, the willows, when they first start growing, you peel the skin out of the willow and suck the juice out of the willows. She said they used to eat it when they were young, called netat cooks. Effie Atorak from Kayana. She said when the cotton trees first start growing, they always peel it too and eat it. This is Clara Lee Ambler. She said when the fireweed start growing, when they're a few inches, and she gathered those and put them in the oil and seal oil, cow fire weeds while they're small. She said they are good in Deva. She said she gathered those fireweeds while they were small, put them in a jar, in a seal oil, and freeze them. She said they were still good in winter time. This was the first time that she put away something like that. She said that they're really good even while they were frozen. Wild onions, she said, are good to eat with a fish or put in the soup. You gather them while there's before they are fully grown. Grace Adwana Kayana. Currants. After you gather currants, when they're ripe, you boil them, or you could make jam out of the currants. She said there's lots up there in Kobuk River. They said Nivingakutut or high bush cranberries and Ukpingyaks or currants. Jenny Jackson, Narvik, she's talking about rose hips. She said they grow in each village. After you pick rose hips, you clean them, smash them, and put little oil in it and make Eskimo ice cream out of it. You put a little bit sugar after you smash it and oil, seal oil in it. She said in her camp there's not a rose hips. She said it's real good to make Eskimo ice creams out of it. She said there's there's more vitamins in all the berries, in all the berries or group of, what shall I say, than the rest of the plants they have, rose hips. She said these rhubarbs are good to eat even. She said you could even pick them during winter time on rhubarbs. Clara Lee from Ambler, She's telling us about how to make ituk palik. She said, after smashing cranberries, no, after mashing the fish eggs, you put mashed cranberries and stir it together and add a little bit sugar in it, and you have to eat it right away, because if you keep it, the it'll evaporate. Susie Burr from Kayana, she wanted to tell us about how to preserve food, how to store them. She said her parents, when her father